Delegations from Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany sit down for another round of negotiations in Vienna. The talks are aimed at drafting a comprehensive agreement to resolve all issues regarding Iran's nuclear activities and lifting of sanctions that the Western countries have imposed on Iran. The deadline for reaching that agreement is July 20th, and both sides are trying to clinch a deal before that time. However, the deadline can be extended for another 6 months. A spokesman for EU's foreign policy chief, Michael Mann, has described this round of talks as intensive.
The work is very intensive now. As you know, there was a plenary session today where they focused on elements of the text that could be part of an agreement. There will now be some technical meetings to follow up the work from the plenary, and then the process will continue during the afternoon and evening and during the coming days to try and drive the process forward.
Previous talks in Vienna about 2 months ago ended with no concrete results. Iranian officials say the other side started to make demands that were Iran's red lines, including about limiting Iran's uranium enrichment activities. Tehran wants to have enough centrifuges to produce enriched uranium to be used for peaceful purposes, including generating electricity. However, the Western side seems to want to turn Iran's nuclear program into something symbolic by insisting that Iran only maintains a few hundred centrifuges.
Our red lines are not arbitrary. Our red lines are very logical. I think they are in the interest of non-proliferation. It is in the interest of non-proliferation to have a serious, transparent Iranian program. A symbolic program is neither acceptable to us nor should it be acceptable to those who are interested in non-proliferation.
Iranian officials say the joint plan of action, which was struck last November in Geneva, recognizes Iran's right to enrich uranium, and Iran is only ready to give assurances that its nuclear program remains exclusively peaceful. Iran also wants the final agreement to result in the immediate lifting of all Western sanctions that have affected the lives of ordinary Iranians. Tehran is extensively cooperating with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, and expects the P5+1 to treat its nuclear activities like any other country. This round of talks is expected to end on Friday, but prospects of reaching an agreement is still unclear. However, both sides say they are serious about the talks and they will work round the clock to bridge their differences in order to reach a lasting agreement. Taha Imani, Press TV, Vienna.